Whispers of Fate, The Necklace's Secret. Chapter 1, The Necklace.
Darkness. Liz screamed in pain. Gasping for air, her heart trembled. Blood rushing through her veins. Coldness surrounded her, caving her in. She cried for help, her suffocating scream not even reaching her own ears. Her whole body was shivering, her arms craving for hold. Her eyes were wide open, but she couldn't see a single thing. She couldn't feel a single thing. She was dying. Liz shot into the air. A lamp was hanging from her ceiling, a dream catcher attached to it. She hated that thing, but ever since she had made it in third grade, her parents wanted her to keep it.
Wait, it's my birthday today,
Liz said to herself, struggling to breathe. Then she had already forgotten it. She jumped out of bed. Then she realized.
My parents are away until noon. They told me yesterday.
As she put her clothes on, the reason came to mind. A peek at the clock revealed that she still had enough time to catch the bus. Quickly, she took her bag and wanted to run outside when she noticed a small black box on the dining room table. A note was on top of it.
Happy birthday, Elizabeth. Sadly, I won't be able to see you today, so I left this present for you.
It read,
Grandma won't be coming to my birthday party later, but she promised me.
A bit disappointed, she opened the box, unraveling a golden necklace with jewels engraved into it. A second piece of paper was beside the jewelry.
It's a family heirloom. I hope you like it. But remember this, daughter. It's of pure gold. You must find the second piece.
Liz put the necklace around her neck, feeling pretty.
I have no idea what Grandma means, but I'm used to her being a bit weird. Mom always told me that she's been like that for a long time. Grandma lost her husband in a fire years ago while being pregnant with Mom, which seems to have turned her into an eccentric but sympathetic old lady. But I really have to get going now, before I miss school. I'm 16 now,
she thought, pushing away her other thoughts, pacing fastly towards the bus stop.
But the best part about it, I'm going to get a BMW. Why else would my parents be gone without telling me exactly where they're going? Not without reason, I was telling Dad all the time about the cars I had seen in advertisements. Surely this meant that they were planning to get one as a birthday surprise.
A smile spread on her face.
I'm going to get a car.
Hey, do you want to get in or what?
A voice shouted. Liz was startled and looked up. An angry face mustered her.
Are you deaf? Get in or I will start driving.
Some meters away from her, she saw her three best friends, Melanie, Emily, and Daisy.
What the heck is wrong with kids these days?
The bus driver mumbled. Liz ignored it and joined her clique.
Liz!
Melanie greeted her.
Nice necklace, by the way. Where did you get it? Also happy?
What the... What is that?
She said, pointing towards Melanie's shoes.
What? You don't like them?
Melanie answered, giving her an odd look.
They look cheap,
Liz complained.
As if you bought them from a dirty flea market.
At the same time, she patted her bag. The Prada logo was big and flashy.
Did you sleep bad or something? You're behaving weird again.
Got a problem with me?
No, I was just...
Good.
Liz put in her headphones.
Sometimes I just can't stand them. And how can somebody have such bad taste in shoes? Whatever. Once I get my car, they're going to look really stupid.
Suddenly, her phone screen turned black.
I forgot to charge it. I'm hating this morning already.
Later, they arrived at school. Walking towards the building, she heard an annoying voice.
Lizzie? Lizzie? Lizzie?
Julius waved at her, a bright smile on his face.
Missed me?
Julius and I have been enemies forever. I hate him so much. He always throws small paper planes at me, always talks to me, always grins at me. Just because he knows he's being annoying and that seems to be his only goal in life, to bother me.
She ignored him. He didn't give up.
Leave me alone,
she responded.
And how many times did I tell you not to call me Lizzie?
She sighed.
I know he meant it in an ironic way, but really, it does look beautiful on me.
Happy birthday to you, too.
Julia started looking disappointed.
Probably he knows I won't let him get to me today. Also, why didn't any of my friends remember my birthday? They even invited to my party tonight.
Liz entered the classroom. Mr. Smoke was standing at the desk.
And today we are going to write the little test. Please sit down and put the books away. You have 20 minutes. That's a lot of time. It took me only 5 minutes to prepare a detailed sample solution.
Oh no, a math test? Today? On my birthday?
Liz stared at the worksheet.
This blue line is the graph. But what is this? What even is differential and integral calculus?
Liz gave up.
I've never even heard of this before. This day did not start well at all. Hopefully my party later will cheer me up.
A few hours later, Liz arrived back at home. She looked around to search for the BMW she wished for, but couldn't find anything.
They probably parked it somewhere else so that I won't see it just yet. This is going to be a great party. My friends are going to arrive soon, but first I'm going to get a car for my parents. Then I can show it to them. They will be so jealous. Mom, Dad, where are you?
She entered the living room.
Happy birthday, Liz.
Her mom surprised her from the corner, capturing her in a hug.
Aw, look at you, little baby girl. All 16 and grown up already.
Liz chuckled.
I know. Mom, where's Dad?
I'm here.
Came from the other corner. Her dad, who had a huge smile on his face and a box under his arms, joined in on the hug.
We bought you a present. We know you've been wanting this forever, and now it's time for you to get it.
Liz got excited.
That box, there are car keys in there. I can feel it.
She grabbed for the box and opened it.
What is this?
She stared down at the purple dress.
Where are the keys?
She asked, hastily digging around in the box.
Keys? What are you talking about, honey? I'm not sure what you mean.
Her mom said.
But I thought I was going to get a car.
Her dad was visibly confused.
A car? What? Do you know how expensive a car is? We can't afford another car, don't you know that? That powder bag of yours already cost us a fortune.
Can't even get a birthday present for your daughter.
Liz mumbled enraged. With a disappointed and judging look in her eyes, she stormed up the stairs, closing off her room behind her. Her parents looked after her, a sad and shocked expression on their faces. She could hear her friends arriving, but she didn't feel like meeting them now.
I wanted that dress like last year. Who needs a useless dress?
She looked into the mirror.
I'm still wearing Grandma's necklace. Looking at it now, it looks pretty awful.
Angrily, she tried to remove the necklace from her chest.
Why can't I? Why is this stupid thing sticking onto me? What's going on?
She mustered the strange heirloom.
Did I just imagine, or did my hand turn transparent for a second?
Liz gave up.
I don't want to deal with this now. Feel like I'm going crazy. I have to greet the guests.
She went back down after claiming herself.
Anyone seen Lizzie? Where's our birthday kid?
Daisy asked.
What do you mean? I'm right here.
Liz stared at her.
What's wrong with these people?
But everyone just seemed not to see her.
They're pretending. Maybe they're mad because of what's happened in the morning. Whatever. I don't care.
She took her jacket and ran outside towards Grandma's house.
Hopefully she's there. She always finds a way to cheer me up. Why am I hearing sirens?
A shocking sight revealed itself in front of her eyes.
Grandma's house! It's burning!
Hot air and smoke filled her lungs, the bright yellow flames devouring the old house. A firefighting vehicle had parked in front of it, a fireman desperately trying to kill off the fire.
I don't know if there are people inside,
he shouted to his colleagues.
The fire won't be out soon enough, and it's too dangerous to go inside.
This fire is incredibly strong.
Where's Grandma? Where is she?
Liz screamed at her.
Help her, do something, it can't be that hard.
She felt a rising heat in her chest. The necklace was beaming hot. She screamed in pain, struggling to get off. Without success, it was as if it were glued on her. Then it stopped glowing.
I'm probably just imagining stuff, and the heat is coming from the fire.
Meanwhile, the firefighter showed no reaction. He didn't seem to hear her nor see her. No matter what she tried to do to catch her attention, the same applied to the other firemen.
Lizzie?
A well-known voice appeared from behind.
I was just driving by the neighborhood. What happened?
Julius looked at her worried. It seemed genuine to Liz. He wasn't even grinning.
I don't know.
She started crying and pointing at the burning house.
Grandma!
Julius seemed to understand immediately what had happened.
Shh, it's fine. It's going to be okay.
He said, suddenly hugging her. His body warmed into the cold and dreadful night, her tears drying in his sweater. For the first time since she had known him, she felt like she didn't necessarily hate him.
What the hell are you doing, boy?
The firefighter was looking at Julius.
Why are you hugging air and talking to air? And also, please keep distance. This is a serious situation.
Huh?
Julius startled. Liz grabbed for his hand.
Just ignore him. I'll explain.
They left the scene, the flames still roaring in the distance. The firefighter watching Julius leave, confused.
Nobody can see me.
Liz whispered as they were alone.
My friends, parents, the firemen, how can you, out of all people, see me?
Because I have eyes?
He grinned, but it was more of an awkward grin. He seemed not to know what to respond or how to react.
Look, I don't know what's going on either, but I'm invisible. Please tell me you believe me.
I mean, that's a lot to take in, but of course. I believe that you're, invisible. Did you die or what are you, a ghost? Haunting me for the rest of my life? I could live with that.
What are you on? I'm not dead. Look at me.
Liz pointed at herself.
Wait, I can't even see myself. I'm completely transparent. What's happening to me? How can you see me, but I can't see myself?
Julius looked worried.
Look, I think you're a bit shaken up from the night. Your grandma is missing. Her house just burned down. Nobody can see you. I think you should get some rest.
You don't believe me, do you?
What? Of course I do. But I'm just saying you should get some rest either way. And maybe your invisibility will be gone tomorrow?
Liz mustered him, skeptically.
He doesn't seem to mean it in a sarcastic way. Also, how did I never notice he's actually kind of not that bad looking?
She wiped away her last tear, sniffling.
You're probably right. Grandma will be fine for sure. Thanks, Julius.
A huge smile sped across her face.
No worries, Liz. I'm always there for you. Call me if you need something. I hope your grandma is doing well.
Sure.
Liz turned around, walking back to her house.
He's not never said Lizzie before.
Back at home, she fell into bed, exhausted and still a bit shocked from the fire. Her room was pitch black.
My friends seem to be having fun without me. They still can't see me, neither can my parents. Speaking of, Mum and Dad still seem very sad. And I actually did want that dress for a long time. Maybe it all was just a bad dream, and tomorrow everything is going to be normal again. I hope you're fine, Grandma.
She whispered, falling asleep, still wearing her grandma's necklace. Some moonlight fell into her room, gently nudging her bed. It shined right through Liz's transparent body, laying ground on the mattress underneath her.